Hi there, David. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director, and Lulu, of course, wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you might have. And then she did also want me to apply that reduced rate here for you, make it even more affordable. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It's going pretty good. Business is kind of slow right now.
Well, yeah, it's a good opportunity, and I welcome the chance to speak with you. And I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I am looking at your website right now. I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something and don't know who to call. And for you, that's the power of this particular listing, because your potential customers will not need to already know the name of your business, but they'll find you when they go on Google or go on Bing on their smartphone or their computer, and they're looking really for any of the keywords related to the services that you provide, whether they're just typing in HVAC contractor near me, or if they're typing in whole house air purification, or really any of the services you want to be found for. We'll make sure that your business and your website pop up on that first page. Now, of course, the companies that are on that first page get calls directly to them. So you're not going to be paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's going to be the same flat rate. You've already got a great website, and right now it's kind of functioning a little bit like a digital business card. I mean, you kind of have to tell people the name of your website for them to find it. This is going to make it easy, like I said, for people who don't already know the name of your company to see that website and have the good reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Now, obviously, you're traveling at least a little bit, you know, maybe an hour or so, about 30, 40, 50 miles. So we're going to make sure that you get found throughout your entire service area. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, even Facebook paid ads, all included at the same flat rate. And you do qualify for reduced pricing. Obviously, you've been around since 2019. So we want to make this affordable for you. It is on a month-to-month basis. As long as you keep the service, though, the reduced rate stays with you. It's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. But it does bring the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. So that $299 would be the exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Again, no lead fees. You're not paying per click or call or job. So, I mean, I know you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something that you would want for your business at this point?
Yeah, it's definitely something I want to want.
Right.
However, you know, just find the budget for it, you know, to open up some money for that. So this makes me more visible when they type in for HVAC services, so I'll be in my area.
Exactly. Yeah. The businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors are not the ones that have been around the longest necessarily. They're not the ones that have the biggest company or even do the best job in town. It's really the companies that have the content online that kind of reassures Google that if someone were to call them, they could in fact provide those services. So kind of the quantity and quality of authoritative trusted citations, destinations, directory submissions known to the public and unknown will create that content. You'll have what Google calls the knowledge panel. It's kind of a virtual or digital brochure for your business. Of course, your website will be attached there. People will be able to see your reviews. They'll, of course, you know, see photos and even kind of bullet points for the services that you provide even before they click on it. And of course, your website will be there as well. So you've got that opportunity to get those calls, right? And that's kind of the main thing. That's the reason you've got a website, right? Most people, though, don't go past the first page when they're looking for whatever it is that they need. And most buying decisions go to the businesses that are on that first page. So although you do have that website, like I said, most people don't even know that your business is in the area providing those services. So we're a Google partner. You know, we've been around since 2004. We'll be celebrating our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. So of course that means we get our training and our updates directly from Google. Whenever they make changes to their map or pack algorithm, and they do make changes fairly regularly, mostly smaller changes, but they do share those changes with us ahead of the time so that we can make sure that your business pops up on that first page. I mean, like I said, you've got that verified Google listing already, but at this point, I have to type in your business name and your zip code or type in your phone number for someone to find it, which is good. I mean, for someone who already knows the name of your company, someone who's maybe used your services in the past, or gotten recommended to you by someone who has used your services, then they can look you up, they can find you, they can find your website, and of course call you. But what this is going to do for the people who don't already know the name of your business, it's going to move that listing to the first page. And of course, you know, that's where you can get those phone calls. It is, like I said, on a month-to-month basis, and it is for good reason. I mean, it's our job to get your phone ringing quickly and earn your business. Let me ask you this, because one thing that Lulu attached here was an Angie Leads profile, you know, Home Advisor powered by Angie. Now, I am familiar with that. I've spoken with business owners that have used that service in the past. It's a lead-based service, right? You pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not.
Mm-hmm.
Are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Not right now. What I'm doing with that platform, I'm going to build my reviews up on that one.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll start to pay to better my chances of getting the job.
Right.
I did pay the initial tip to, you know, to start and everything, but I'm going to do it
now. Yeah.
But yeah, I just want to build... I want to build up reviews on that site, so it'll, you know, if I do pay for a lead, I'll have just a higher chance of trying to secure it.
Right. No, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And right now you've got 2 5-star reviews, and I can certainly understand why you really want to give people who see that listing the reasons to call you. Because the one thing that you will find, or maybe have already found, with something like Angie's or even like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, it is a shared lead system. So every lead that you get does get sent and sold to a handful of your competitors. So they are, you know, looking to try and find the right person. Sometimes they're looking for the cheapest guy. Sometimes they just want an estimate. And you would be required to pay for that lead whether you got the job or not. So that can get pretty pricey. It's a well-made lead service, don't get me wrong, and it's certainly something that you can do kind of in conjunction with being listed on the first page. There's no conflict between paying for leads and having your business be more visible for people to find on their own. One thing you'll love about our service, though, is first of all, you're going to reach more people. You know, not everyone uses Angie's, but pretty much everyone uses Google. If they don't use Google, they use Bing, the other major search engine. You'll be listed there as well. So this puts the power of the search engines, especially Google, to work directly for you, and especially with that website already, to put it out there where people can find it and simply pick up the phone and call you. That's really going to benefit your business. Now, of course, you know that even when you're on that first page, you won't be the only company that people will see. And of course, ultimately, not everyone will decide to call Mayday, but that's actually a good thing. You know, you're not going to get those random phone calls. You'll be getting those someone who basically has looked at a couple of websites when they saw yours and when they decide to call you. They're already hoping before they start dialing your number that you answer the phone, that you're available to do the job, that your price is fair because they want to hire you. That's why they're calling you. So the calls that you get will be from someone who saw that website before they picked up the phone to call you, and it's going to be a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Now, you will get a detailed reporting and tracking system, too, so you'll always be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of all the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, and how many times you pop up on the first page for each of those searches. And, of course, like I said, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, so they'll be calling your phone number directly. Did you have any other questions for me?
Say I do the first month. Say I do it for like March, April, and then I stop. Am I still secured for that same rate?
Yes.
How is that rate still in effect?
So that's a great question. So that's actually a fixed flat rate. I mean, I'm kind of putting you in as an established business. Lulu says you've been around since 2019. We're going to call that 5 years. Whether it's technically 5 years or not, we're going to call that 5 years. So that qualifies you for the established business rate, which is reduced pricing for companies that have been around for at least 5 years. So, I mean, obviously we want to work with someone who knows what they're doing, someone who can handle more business and still do quality work. So you are already, in our eyes, an established business. You'll always be an established business moving forward. So that reduced rate does stay with you as long as you stay with us. Now, of course, it is month to month. It's completely at will. There's no contract, which does mean that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, and you can pause it. So if you end up getting more work than you can take on, or if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. But as long as you're happy and using the service, it would be that flat rate of $299. And like I said, you can pause it and get it going again, your rate would stay the same.
Gotcha. Okay, let's do it.
And it is, well, I do see on the website it's Mayday HVAC, but the listing that Lulu attached, the Angie's lead, does have the LLC. So I understand that it is an LLC. But my question for you is, did you want to actually include the LLC as part of the branding of the business? Like I said, on the website, it's not showing there.
Good question. That's a good question. Let's, that's what it is legally. So let's,
right.
I'll have my guy to, change it to LLC on the website.
On the website? Okay. So you do want to keep the LLC as part of the branding of the business and then make the website consistent with that. So then, I mean, it's a good time to do that because, like I said, on all of the different listings that you're going to have, all of the different destinations and directories, and we can fix that on your Google listing. We're going to ask for managerial access, of course. That way we can attach all the different destinations and directories to that listing. We can add more photos and content and things like that. I did also want to ask you, and of course I noticed that on the Google listing itself, there's not a physical address. And I'm guessing the business itself is entirely service-based, meaning that you only go to the customer, right? No one comes to you. There's no physical address, no brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you want to promote for the business, right?
Correct.
Perfect. And that's how Google expects it to be for most service-based businesses. Just kind of, you know, run from the home, run from the truck. They don't expect you to maintain an office, or even if you had like an office or a space where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment, if people don't come to visit you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. Of course, they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, the Angie's, though, does have 6503 Tower Drive, apartment 103. Obviously, that's a residence. Is that your residence?
Yeah, that's my residence. I want to try to find a way to eliminate them.
You know, I understand the reason behind that, and I don't know why Angie's list home address is on there. Is that though where the Google sent the PIN card? Is that the address that was PIN verified?
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly.
Well, just in case we have to verify it and keep things consistent, that's the only reason that I ask. And then I was looking on the website for a email address, and I see the Mayday HVAC LLC at gmail.com. Is that still a good email address for you?
Yeah.
Okay. And then David, that's my brother's name, actually. But Lulu never did get your last name.
Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D.
Okay, Mr. Hubbard. Like I said, you're just going to get the direct phone calls, and obviously the number that we're speaking on is the number on your website, so that's the number that people will call. That is also a good number for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
It is. Perfect. And then, of course, emails will be for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records. Occasionally we'll email things out to you. And that phone number ending 9119, that's a smartphone, or at least you can receive a text message on it, right?
Yes, I can get a text message. I was also thinking about getting a Google Voice,
okay,
where I get like a generic 3 number because I am in that area. 202
right.
is D.C., not quite in D.C. That's,
yeah.
That's my cell phone. So what I may do is
gotcha.
Google Voice.
And if you do that, or if any other information needs to be changed or updated, just let us know. You can also make changes yourself through your client dashboard, your tracking system. You can make changes, but we're always happy to make any updates or any changes for you. There's no additional cost for that. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, Mr. Hubbard, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar, and that is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we do the deep dive. We verify information off of your website, information that I have, make sure that we know things like your mission statement, your motto, slogan, anything unique about your business. If you want to be like client satisfaction, job one, knowledgeable, trustworthy, however you want us to brand your company. We do take care of that on a separate phone call. You don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I'm required to do here, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does actually get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we've reduced the cost of the service, etc. The other thing that I'm going to do here, and let's see, so you've got a website already. You are, even if it's on pause, using Angie Leads, and there is a promo code. Where is that promo code? Oh, there it is. So there's a promo code in our system that is for someone who is currently spending advertising dollars elsewhere or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. What it does is it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. I might sometimes take 20% or even 50% off. You've already got a website, though, and I also know that Angie's can be quite pricey. So I'm going to take $200 off of the setup fee. It's just going to be a one-time setup fee of $99. It only attaches to that very first month, and then, of course, every month after that, it's just going to be that flat rate. Now, the voice verification, like I said, is recorded, David, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Hubbard, give me just one quick second here to get that set up. Okay. David, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Hubbard, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Mayday HVAC LLC.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, David, please state your name and your official title within the business.
David Hubbard, owner.
And Mr. Hubbard, as the owner of Mayday HVAC LLC, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, David, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Hubbard, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Mr. Hubbard. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. Then it says, in hiring local splashers, your certified marketing representative, David, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angies, and again, there's no conflict there. The reason that we do ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for the services that we're already providing. And then equally or even more important, right down to that LLC, is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, David, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Hubbard, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business since no one comes to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, both to the setup fee as well as to the subscription itself, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 28th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $399.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 28th of the month at the further reduced amount of just $299. And of course, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. And of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. David, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and of course the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which of course means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, or pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Hubbard, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, David, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Hubbard, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. What is the number for the...
Yes.
For that
yes.
service for your client?
Let me give you that. You do get it by automated email, but I'm also going to give that to you now. Do you have a pen handy?
Yes.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it is simply option one or extension one to reach client support. David, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same day or the next business day if they receive the email after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Like I said, you'll receive that information.
Support. What's the email address again?
Yeah, support@localsplash.com. And then you will receive that information by email in about a minute or so through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email.
Mayday HVAC LLC?
Yeah.
We sent the Mayday HVAC.
Yeah, the email address that we have on file. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, and everything that we just went over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. Okay. And then that and first should payment, I pay David,
uh-huh.
Is that going to be on a MasterCard, a Visa? Yes, sir.
Yeah, one second. So say I pay for a month, right, and I go on vacation within 2 weeks out of the month. Can I pause it within that same month?
Yes, you absolutely can. So you can pause the service at any time if it's for, you know, 2 weeks or a month or however long it is. Absolutely.
But I'm still charged for that entire month, though.
No. No, everything is paused, and we would change your billing date. So everything gets pushed out. So you're not going to get charged for the entire month. Everything gets prorated if you put it on pause.
Prorated, I got you. And the name of your company is Local Splash, or are you Google?
Correct. Yeah, no. So Google doesn't make these phone calls. If anyone ever does call you and tells you that they are Google, they're telling stories. Their pants are on fire. Google doesn't have a department that deals with small and medium-sized businesses. They do have a division that deals with companies that have branches of 100 or more. But for smaller companies, they did partner up with digital marketing firms and SEO companies, and that partnership started about 9 years ago. We were one of the very first companies to join that partnership program. I actually did send you a link to the pricing page of our website. Again, it's localsplash.com. The link that I sent out to you was localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So it is an SMS message through the computer, but it does work just like a text message. So you should receive that to your smartphone. If you can even put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Let's see. Yes, and you click on what now?
So if you were you able to open up the link?
Yes.
Okay, so you are going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. You can also manage and monitor your reviews from that dashboard, and you'll have reviews maybe on multiple platforms. We are creating all the content that Google wants to see. So whether it's Yelp, Foursquare, Google, Bing, Apple Maps, or Superpages, or wherever it might be, those reviews also repopulate on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews or respond to reviews or have us respond to reviews for you. There's no additional cost for that. Like I said, we've been around since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. We do have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. So it is month to month. Obviously, we have to get your phone ringing and keep it ringing to earn your business. Our clients do love the service, and they keep it long term because it's profitable to be on that first page. There's a blue tinted picture just below that. It says Google Ads Partner, and below that is a box that says Google Partner. Now, that is not just copy and pasted off the internet. That's actually our official badge of authenticity, and it is provided to us directly by Google. You can click anywhere on that box, and it goes directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. And again, that makes all the difference in the world. When Google makes changes to their map or path algorithm, they do share those changes with us ahead of time. So we make sure that you always have the right content to be on that first page and stay ahead of your competitors to get those phone calls. If you click back on the link that I sent out to you, we're talking here where it says SEO packages. This is going to be the platinum package. It is listed on the website at $599 with that $299 setup fee. But like I said, because you are an established business, because you do already have a website, I'm reducing the cost of that service from $599 down to $299, reducing that one-time setup fee from $299 down to $99. So it would be just the $398 to get started. And then every month after that, it does drop down to that flat rate of $299, and that $299 is a fixed rate no matter how long you keep the service.
Okay, so the one I have is the platinum.
Correct. Yeah, if you're telling me you're going, you know, 100 miles, 150 miles, you've got 6 crews, and you need every job that comes your way in a 100-mile radius, we might be talking about some of those other packages. There are some things off of those packages that I can include on the platinum package as long as it's not costing my company directly, like Google paid ads, pay-per-click ads, or things like that, or Google Guarantee, which is a paid lead service that Google has. It's a little bit like Angie's. That would not be included in that platinum package, but I can include all of those other things, the dashboard access, advanced reporting, review generation tools, and things like that. So I think for your services, you know, that 50 miles, or Lulu says you want to keep it a little less than 50 miles, we're not going to draw a big circle around you, but we are going to be able to target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. So if it's even a little bit more than 50 miles in that particular direction, or if it's, you know, even 20 miles away, but you know you don't want to go there, we're going to make sure that we're doing targeted marketing to get you in front of the people you want to see.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Now, that first payment, David, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you?
It's going to be on Visa.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's both. My name and the business name.
Is it simply David Hubbard, or is there a middle initial as well?
Middle initial, M as in Michael.
M as in Michael. Thank you for clarifying, because M's and N's sound quite similar over the phone, but this is M as in Michael. And is Michael really your middle name, or are you just using that as an example?
That's
crazy.
My middle name.
That's crazy, because my brother's name is David Michael Gordon. I kid you not. I told you earlier that his first name was David. His middle name is Michael. My brother's David Michael Gordon. I'm Paul Samuel Gordon. Anyway, that's interesting. So you said it was a Visa card, David. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Yes, it's 4246-3153.
Yes, sir.
7888-8532.
Got a little staticky in the second to last set of numbers. I'm not sure if I got all of that, but I've got 42, 46, 31, 53, and then was it
7828.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 7828, and then the last five, or the last four I should say, was 8532.
That's correct.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
Expiration 0226.
02 of 2026, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
403.
So I've got 403, 403 on the back, February or 02 of 2026 for the expiration, and then the card was 4246-3153-7828-8532. Does that fill at the 6503 Tower Drive in Alexandria, of course, 22306?
Yes.
Okay. So, David, like I said, in about a minute or so, you're going to receive that confirmation email. It does have the client support phone number that I've already given you. You'll also receive the additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And there's going to be a link on the invoice email to that written terms and conditions. Everything that we went over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. Now, the other thing that I did want to do here, if I am available when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the very beginning of that phone call just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you may have. I may already be on a phone call, in which case, of course, they'll simply call you on their own. They will take very good care of you, but if I'm on that phone call or not, I did still want to add a little bit of extra security here on your account, just a question and an answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Mayday HVAC LLC, even if it's you, David, and we recognize your voice, we might still ask you for the answer to the security question. And then more importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you they're with Google or Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. they'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Now, your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. David, which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
The city you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Okay, I have to type it in twice, but you are all set there. So if anyone calls you and if they're asking for money, if they're telling you that they need more information, if they can't give you my name and Washington, D.C., and even the city that you were born in without even being prompted, they should know what the question itself is, then just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification is there for your protection, and it clearly states that moving forward, it bills once a month on the 28th for the exact amount of $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, I did want to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. I could probably still get you in at 11 o'clock if you wanted something right away. There's also a 12 o'clock, 1 and 2, and then this afternoon there is 4, 5, and 6 o'clock. Takes about a half hour, gets you pretty close to the beginning of the hour, gets you off the phone about a half hour after that. Did you want something right away, a little later on, or even towards the very end of the day?
2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. And as far as the security answer, what was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Paul. Here. Paul Gordon. Yeah. Paul. Yeah, you might easily remember my brother's name, which is David Michael Gordon, which is pretty crazy. But yeah, my name is Paul Gordon. So we're going to do 2 o'clock then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be scheduled from 2 until 3. Now, like I said, the call would get you pretty close to 2 o'clock, get you off the phone a little, excuse me, about 2:30, something like that. At 1 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email through our automated system, and that's just to let you know that that call is scheduled at 2 o'clock. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. Just one second. Oh, I got a little tickle in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, yeah. I'll send you a calendar invite as well. That invite is just really more for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you?
Yes, I got it.
It looks like our system actually piggybacked a lot of emails. So you got the one that has the client support phone number on it. That's the local splash, or the welcome to local splash. The one we want you to see, though, is the one that says local splash initial invoice. Are you able to see that one? If you click on it, it says something like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. It says, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. Do you see that one?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Localsplash.com term.
The blue click here, if you click on that blue click here, it's hyperlinked and it goes to the local splash terms of experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Hold on one sec.
Yeah, our system sends our emails out every couple of minutes in bulk. I wish that they didn't send everything all at once, and they don't always, but it just happens to coincide that everything got sent at the same time. But the one that we want you to see is the local splash initial invoice.
See the terms and conditions of experience.
Correct, yeah. So obviously, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although it's about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. We want you to get those phone calls as well. So we're going to mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo, Facebook. It's everything that Google wants to see. You already have a website, so we're not going to do that website for you. If you wanted us, though, to make a new website for you, we could do that, and it would be included. But like I said, I like the look of your website. We just got to get it out there in front of more people. We are doing those Facebook ads. Now,
we want to be respectful of your time. I don't want to walk you through everything here. But there's a line that goes all the way across it, and below it, it populates your phone number. There's a couple of boxes below that line, and we want you to click on them both. One says, of course, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are just text messages through the computer. The other one says that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer.
One second. So I'm still at the email, the text message. We've got several of them. Which one do I click on?
Okay. The one that says local splash initial invoice. Yeah, the one, there's a welcome email that's got the client support information, but the local splash initial invoice, that one.
Copy of your invoice. We send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here. So this one
right here. And click on the click here. Exactly.
This one I see. And so I see local splash terms of experience. And
correct.
Okay.
So, like
right,
I said,
so just an, oh, I see.
The two boxes at the bottom below the line, click on those boxes. Mm-hmm. And then there's a longer box that says, with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would actually either copy and paste David M. Hubbard or type it in. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so the D, M, and H are all capitalized. There's no period after the M. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. It has to be an exact match. But once you've got David M. Hubbard in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That actually does a few things, David. It does, of course, let us know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service as well as reducing the cost of the setup fee. It will also allow us to do that initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it takes you to the login page and asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
I see that. So what's my username?
I can give you the username. The password hasn't been assigned, and actually you don't have to go that next step right now. In fact, I think if you tried, it would give you an error message that your dashboard's not set up yet. It's coming from the same dashboard portal, though, that you'll be using to access your tracking system, and our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We actually do have to do your client interview first to get the information that we create to have something to track. But in the next day or so, you'll get by email and text message your username and the default password. I can give you the username because that has already been assigned and you cannot change it. Luckily, though, it's easy to remember. It's just your phone number. The area code is included, David, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, your username is 202-257-9119. Now, I'm also going to send you that calendar invite. The calendar invite is going to say local splash CING. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Of course, like I said, in this case, your username is your phone number. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your username or your phone number. That makes it easy for us to access. And, of course, you can send anything and everything there. When we do the client interview, they'll probably give you photos@localsplash.com. I mean, you can email the photos team directly if you like, but you can send anything to that support email, and it will just get forwarded out to the right department. You are actually all set and squared away on my end. I do actually hope that I'm available in that 2 o'clock hour when our technician is ready to call you. But if I'm not, I want to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get that going for you, get that great-looking website out there in front of more people, get your phone ringing a little bit more, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. Thank you so much.
Real pleasure speaking with you, David, and it's kind of crazy that you've got the same first and middle name as my brother. But you take care, Mr. Hubbard. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and we'll be talking to you in that 2 o'clock hour.
All right, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you too, David. Bye now.